You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 79. And if you've ever felt a little lost in a brainstorming exercise or wondered if you're ever going to get that great idea, listen in. We're going to talk about how to make your brainstorming better. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, business leaders and visionary entrepreneurs. It's Melanie Benson, your host here. And before we jump in, I just want to let you know something we've just opened up, and that's my Sneaky Success Barriers quiz. Now, why are we offering this quiz? Look, I've been working with entrepreneurs and business owners for over a decade on how to make their business more successful. And the single most common reason why smart, capable entrepreneurs and service professionals don't have more success lies in three sneaky success barriers. Now, if you'd like to find out if you have one of them or all of them and how to shatter the limits that could be holding you back, go grab our quiz. It's free right now at melaniesquiz.com. I'll also have the link in the show notes at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. So let's get into today's episode. Have you ever done a brainstorming exercise where you felt like things got very out of control very quickly, and maybe the extroverts in the group hogged all of the conversation, or you felt like you started with a goal, but then the conversation and all the ideas went in a really different direction, and you just didn't quite get the results you'd hoped for? Look, brainstorming is a powerful tool, whether you're doing it for yourself or with a group. But how you go about brainstorming, how you set it up, and how you manage the process can either get you great ideas that are worth $1 million, or they can feel defeating and like it was a complete waste of time. So I've been facilitating brainstorming exercises with groups of all sizes for almost 35 years now. It's a little crazy to say out loud. And I've experienced some really powerful outcomes, and I've also experienced what felt like a complete waste of time. And along the way, I've developed some, what we might say, formulas that help me make sure that the exercise gets us what we want. So what I thought I'd do is talk about some of the places you might want to do some brainstorming, and what you can do to make sure that the brainstorming process really brings forward the magic that's possible. Now, why would we want to do some brainstorming? Well, there's a lot of times when either with yourself or with a group, you need to access some new ideas, right? Like you want to get creative. You want to not limit what's possible. And brainstorming, when done properly, is a way to, like, it's almost like magic can happen because new ideas form that you can't get to any other way. And it kind of taps into this idea, if you've ever masterminded, that the third mind that gets created when two or more people are accessing the collective, what we call the collective thinking, right? And that's where new ideas start forming, new ideas start coming out of it because it's building on ideas that other people have. What happens is when we try to access new thinking with the same level of thinking that is created, meaning in ourself, it's very difficult to actually access new ideas. But I've also seen where brainstorming completely works against the person and it shrinks them down. It causes them to feel defeated. Maybe the person doesn't get new ideas, but actually starts to feel very disconnected because the brainstorming isn't working. So I like to use brainstorming when I'm in a group of people who have very different expertises. They have lots of different backgrounds. They have lots of different ideas. And it's a way to create this spark of new possibility. I also like using it in my mastermind groups. So we will have an annual retreat and we have monthly meetings for the Awaken Leadership Lab mastermind level. And in those times where people are stuck and they feel like they don't really have an idea that they're excited about or they need to create a new possibility, we'll open it up to some brainstorming. And I also think brainstorming with yourself is a great way to do it. And It's a little bit different when you do it on your own, but literally just getting into a new environment and just letting new ideas come up and writing down what comes up without trying to control it, like really doing free thinking, can help you access new possibilities. But let's talk today about what you do when you're in a group. And here's some, what we might say, some guidelines or a little formula that I think will help you get better experiences out of a group. But first, let me tell you what doesn't work. Now, I have this vivid memory of a mastermind I was facilitating probably 10 or 12 years ago. And in this experience, there were all different types of business owners, and they were at all different levels of experience. And what happened was the person who, we call it being in the profit seat, the person that was in the profit seat did not clearly state what they wanted. They just shared why they were stuck. And the group started to throw things at them, like ideas and questions. And I was watching this person get more and more overwhelmed. And, you know, you could almost see them just shrinking inside. And what ended up happening is that person wanted to leave the group because they felt so small and unimportant. Now, the mastermind was trying to help. They were asking great questions. But because the person didn't clearly state what they wanted, what happened was, the lady was a woman. She ended up feeling like the group took her on a journey she didn't want to go on. Like she had in her mind an idea of what she wanted, but she didn't state it. And the group took her in a very different place. Now, what could we learn from that prophet seat? And that's not the only time it's happened. It just happened to be one of the most visceral times I watched someone go on a brainstorming journey that they didn't like. We learned two things. And one of the guidelines of having good brainstorming is clearly define the problem or the goal, clearly communicating what you want to get out of that brainstorming session. But the second piece, and this is also an important guideline, is get unattached. I learned something very powerful about facilitating masterminds and brainstormings in that day, watching that woman have that visceral, unhappy response. She was so attached to having the brainstorming deliver her $1 million idea that she got in her head too much and got deflated because it wasn't $1 million idea. But if she stepped away and got unattached, what happened was they actually got her unstuck. They actually helped her understand why things weren't moving the way she wanted them to. So it was actually very powerful. So how do we translate this to us? Well, what happens when we brainstorm, if we are the brainstorming support or we're the person that's we're brainstorming around, what you need to remember is you've got to follow some guidelines to get the results you want. And the first one is, as I already said, you really want to clearly define the problem or the goal you're trying to achieve. So the problem could be anything from we're stuck on our cash flow, this product isn't working anymore, you know, we have a customer service issue. It could be any problem that needs a new solution that you're having trouble finding on your own. Or the goal, meaning I want to get to $1 million, or I want to have a $100,000 month, or I want to, you know, hit a certain revenue goal in this next launch, or I want to write a bestseller book, but I don't know what it is, right? Like, what is the goal? And what's the problem in getting to the goal? Clearly defining that helps the group shape their ideas towards that outcome. Now, I've watched really amazing brainstormings happen when the goal wasn't, you know, outlined, but a problem or an opportunity was floated. And it might sound something like, what if we were the industry leaders? What are all the ways we could achieve that, right? Like it was more of an ambiguous statement and the group throws ideas out. What you do with that idea that's surfaced is the magic of brainstorming. We'll get into that in a minute. I also want to just take one more stab at this problem or goal piece. Back when I worked for a Fortune 500 company, one of the interesting things that would happen is we were put into groups to solve problems. It was one of the most amazing brainstorming experiences that was ever created. But it was the quality of the group that actually created the best solutions. And so these are back in the days of the total customer satisfaction circles based on a Japanese philosophy. And I was oftentimes a leader of one of these groups where we wanted to solve a problem or a breakdown area between our company, which was a technology company, and our customers. And so how we built the group made the difference. We had to have a member of every person who touched the customer experience. So that meant all the way from sales and engineering and project management through customer service, and oftentimes even a manager or a somebody who helped design the customer solution. And then sometimes we would have a subcontractor come in if a subcontractor was often part of delivering the solution. And then the magic was we always had a customer representative. So now what's happened is we have a customer and every single part of the solution or the problem is part of generating the new solutions. And we were literally left to come up with a unique solution to solving the problem. That was some of the most powerful brainstorming. But again, I fine-tuned a lot of these facilitation techniques based on a very diverse group of very independent thinkers and very strong-willed people who were very successful trying to collaborate to get to a goal. So keep in mind that one of the factors or the formula of good brainstorming is, do you have people involved that can actually bring quality conversation, quality collaborative ideas to the conversation? Now, let's move on to the next piece, and I surfaced this earlier in that getting unattached. So when you state the problem or the goal, you need to allow free thinking. You need to allow people to brainstorm to their heart's content without needing it to go to a certain direction. See, when we get attached, we tend to manage the conversation and do things like, oh, that won't work for me, or I've tried that before, or we don't have the budget for that. And then all of a sudden, you've done two things. One, you've controlled the idea so that the magic of brainstorming can't happen. Or two, you've truly shut down the person who's generating the ideas because now they're not feeling valuable and they're not feeling like they can contribute. So what you do want to do is let it have free rein. Don't try to manage it. Don't even try to decide what you're going to do with it during the process. Let the magic of popping ideas, think of it like popcorn popping everywhere. Just let ideas start to generate. And what happens if brainstorming is done well, people will start to ride each other's ideas. So it'll look like, and this just happened the other day. I was in a event speaking, and they usually bring the speakers in for these high-end VIP lunches. And so people attending get a chance to ask questions. And what I oftentimes see happen is somebody will share an idea, and then another person will ride that idea and take it to a new place. So an idea that may be partially okay all of a sudden becomes the perfect idea when the mind melding and the synthesis of ideas starts to pop. That's what you want from brainstorming. So don't try to control it. Don't try to manage what people say by saying, oh, I already tried that. The minute your mindset goes to that place, you've actually started to shut down the creative process. And by just allowing yourself to say, well, I'm willing to try it again, or I'm willing to try it with new circumstances or new resources or new thinking, you will actually allow some pretty amazing opportunities to surface. Here's some things that I noticed can go very, very wrong, and how you want to build in the success is to manage these pieces. In a group, you will oftentimes have extroverts who have no problem jumping in with a lot of ideas. But the people who maybe aren't as strong at raising their hand and throwing ideas out, or maybe don't feel as confident or maybe even as sophisticated in their ideology, may hold back. But they may be the very people who have that best idea or see things in a new way that you can build on. So don't let the extroverts rule the brainstorming. Give everybody a shot at raising their hand or being heard, even if you call people out and say, want to add anything to that? Anything you see differently? Facilitate every person getting a chance to share, and you will get gold out of them. Because oftentimes what's happening, the people that are better at listening and taking it in and mulling it over have been stewing on something that maybe they're just not quite comfortable sharing out loud. But given a chance, they can often be the one that lands the idea. The other thing is to really be aware of the tendency to shut someone down who's going in a direction you think is wrong, or maybe an over-talker. You do want to have some guidelines like, okay, everybody gets 2 minutes, and at 2 minutes, you got to wrap it up to keep the extroverts and the long talkers from taking over. But be conscious of not making people's ideas wrong. Because what happens if you're like, no, that's not where we want to go, or, ugh, that's never going to work. I don't know if that's what we're looking for. Those comments can actually stop someone from participating. The intention isn't to manage the people and their ideas. It's to give people free rein. And again, you do need to give them a little context. Okay, everybody gets a 2-minute share, or, all right, you know, we're going to time you and you got to wrap it up when the timer goes off, because yes, people can long talk. It can get overwhelming and exhausting. So we want structure to the sharing, but don't manage their ideas and don't make people feel bad or wrong because their idea doesn't fit what you're looking for. And another piece of this puzzle is don't make snap decisions. So a snap decision is, I've tried that, and you automatically dismiss it, or I don't think that'll work for me, or I know a lot of people are like, boom, that's it, let's run with it, let's go, before really like thinking it all the way through and letting the magic of the building of ideas to come full circle. So if you allow a period of time, a defined period of time, we're going to take an hour, we're going to take 15 minutes, we're going to take 5 minutes, we're going to take all day, whatever that time frame is, define the time available, define how much time people have within that, and let the ideas run, and then make a decision. So I facilitate the leadership retreat every year for Women Speakers Association. And this is one of the things that's really interesting. There's all different personalities. Everybody gets very excited. Everybody has different strengths they're bringing to the table. And sometimes people can like try to make the decision too quickly because they're attached and or they feel like we need to keep moving. And that's when we find that the energy, the magic stops, and we lose the ability to take an idea to its ultimate level is when we try to shut it down too fast. So ultimately, when you're brainstorming, things can go awry if it's not facilitated well. It's why oftentimes people like me, who are good at facilitating group experiences, get brought in. But put someone in charge. I think this is really the last big tip is, if you let it all be equal, you might get some interesting things, but it's very hard to manage the experience in a positive way, to facilitate it so that you give everybody a chance to be heard. You want to have somebody who's kind of the lead of the experience, who sets the tone, sets the timeline, and kind of holds the timetable for each member's sharing so it doesn't get out of control, and reminds people of the guidelines. We don't want to make anybody wrong here. What if we let that person finish their conversation? Who else has got an idea that might build on top of that? And kind of keeps the process moving along. Here's how you wrap up a good brainstorming. Take those ideas in and then follow one of two steps. One, go through a prioritization, basically, and a matching to the values. So if you go back into the podcast and you listen to Making Aligned Decisions episode, and I'll put the episode number in the show notes so you have it, what you'll find is that you have to take all those ideas and then match them up against what's important to you or what the standards of the business are, so that you make sure you don't take the business in the wrong direction, or you don't take the decision in the wrong direction. So take all these ideas and then plot them into your what's aligned decision-making process. And if you're in the Awaken Leadership Lab, you have access to a training designed specifically to help you make aligned decisions. So you've got a downloadable worksheet and a whole process to help you with that. And a little training module to really help make sure it's aligned. And heck, you can always bring it to me as your coach too, and I'll help you with it. The other avenue though, is if you don't want to take, if you're like not ready to make the decision, is sit on it. Give it 24 hours, give it 48 hours, and then come back to putting it through your decision-making formula. But what you don't want to do is leave everybody hanging. And that's the last no-no with brainstorming, is to go through the process and then not do anything with it. Take one idea, the best, most aligned idea, and move it into action to see where it takes you next. So let's wrap up with, What can you do with brainstorming now? What can you do to get the magic out of it? And I think the overarching principle is here, when you're in a brainstorming experience, don't limit it. Let it build. The magic happens when one idea gets someone's thinking new, and then their idea builds on top of that. And the next thing you know, an entirely new idea is created. A new possibility is unleashed. A new innovation is accessed because the energy of a group and all of these different ways of thinking and all these different creative forces come together and mind meld to create something you can't do or you can't access without all that stimulation. Don't be afraid to let people channel their creativity. You don't have to control it. You just have to create a context for the time. I'm actually interested to see what you're going to do with this. If you're in a mastermind, will you use it in a mastermind? If you lead a group regularly, can you use this? Could you use this with your team? Could you use this with your family, right? So there's something really powerful that happens when we let go and we don't have to control all the ideas. I want to hear about it in the Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. All right, we'll be back again next week with another exciting episode of Amplify Your Success. I am Melanie Benson, and I can't wait to hear how you take today's episode and spark some new possibilities. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.